Greetings on your Friday. It's Pastor Bob. And welcome to the Story Bibles series of Jesus stories. 24 stories we walk through from John the Baptist prophesizing about Jesus all the way to the end. And we're on story 21 today, the second half, maybe half, maybe not half. We'll see how it goes today. The second part of the story called the trial. This is Jesus being brought before the Jewish leaders and then the Roman leaders. And that's where we are. I will pick up with the last section from yesterday and segue right into today. The trial. The only thing that caught the Tetrarch's interest was that this quiet man before him could claim to be the king of Israel or the king of the Jews. And that, in itself, was Judea's problem, not Herod's. Still, it was an amusing thought, and Herod smiled. A king was he, and Herod laughed as he struck upon an idea that entertained him greatly. At least he would have some enjoyment from all this. And now we segue to today's episode. Bring robes, he ordered his palace guards. If this man is a king, then let him look like a king. So they dressed Jesus mockingly in regal robes, laughing at their own cleverness, and they ridiculed him as he stood there in the finery they had forced upon him. But soon they tired of this too, for Jesus seemed untouched by their mockery. And they stopped their jeering, and they sent him back to Pilate. Pilate was not pleased to see the Jews returning with their captive. He called together the chief priests, leading members of the council, and all the people who had demanded that he pronounce sentence upon Jesus. You brought this man to me, he said, as one who had misled the people with false claims. I have examined him before you and have not found him guilty of any of the things of which you have accused him. Neither has Herod found him guilty, for he sent him back to us. This man has done nothing to deserve death. I will therefore have him flogged and then release him. The crowd stirred restlessly. Flogging with the metal-tipped scourge was a terrible punishment. But it was not death, and they wanted Jesus dead. Certainly they did not want to have him released. Now at the time of the festival, it was customary for the governor to release to the people any prisoner they chose. And at this particular time, a notable prisoner named Barabbas was lying bound in a dungeon. Barabbas was a revolutionary who had stirred rebellion among the people, in addition to being a robber and a murderer. And while Pilate himself definitely preferred to have such a man languishing in jail, the people themselves had no great interest in Barabbas, either in prison or out, until Pilate now gave them a choice. Shall I then release the king of the Jews in accordance with your custom? Pilate asked. Or whom would you have me release? Barabbas? Or Jesus, who is called the Christ? He hoped that the crowd would call for Jesus, for he knew that the high priests had delivered Jesus to him out of envy, and he did not wish to condemn the Nazarene to death. But the mob gathered by the priests and Pharisees cried out together, "Not this man. Away with Jesus. Release not him, but Barabbas." Pilate was deeply disturbed by their answer, and while he sat there on the judgment seat, hesitating, he received a message from his wife. It said, "Have nothing to do with harming that good man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him." At this, Pilate was even more worried than before. He mulled the problem over in his mind, Even while he was doing so, the chief priests and elders were arousing the multitude to cry out for Barabbas, so that Jesus might be destroyed. In spite of the rising tumult, Pilate asked again, "Which of the two would you have me release?" "Barabbas! Barabbas!" they shouted back. "Then what would you have me do to Jesus, who is called Christ?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him! Crucify him!" the people screamed. "Why? What evil has he done?" asked Pilate. "I have found nothing in him to warrant his death. I will therefore chastise him and release him." "No! Crucify him! Crucify him!" screamed the crowd. "Give us Barabbas instead." But Pilate sent for his guard, so that Jesus might be flogged. For he thought that once the crowd saw the dreadful punishment inflicted upon Jesus, they would relent and no longer demand his death. So Pilate's soldiers flogged Jesus brutally. When they had done, they led him into the common hall and gathered about him with glee upon their faces. They stripped him of his tunic and dressed him in a purple robe, such as a very great king might wear. And they wove a wreath of thorns and placed it on his head as if it were a crown. And they thrust a tall reed into his hand as if it were a scepter. Then they bowed low and knelt before him as though in worship of a mighty king. "Hail, King of the Jews," they mocked. When they had had enough of this, they took the sturdy reed and struck him with it. And they spat upon him. And then they led him back to Pilate. Pilate once again went out into the courtyard and said to the waiting priests and multitude, "Behold, I bring him out to you, so that you may know that I find no fault in him." Surely now, he thought, the council and the people would have had enough. Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate pointed at him. Jesus was gaunt and bleeding, a travesty of a king in his mock regal raiment. But still he stood upright and moved with quiet dignity. "Behold the man," said Pilate. Whipped into yet greater frenzy by the high priests and their officers, the crowd cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him! Take him and crucify him yourselves then," Pilate said, frightened by their ferocity. "I can find no crime in him." But the Jews, under Roman law, were not permitted to execute a man themselves. The Romans had to do it for them. And it was clear to the high priests and the Pharisees that Pilate was still trying to avoid pronouncing an official sentence. "We have a law," the Pharisees shouted, "and by our law he deserves death for declaring himself to be the Son of God." The crowd roared again, and this time there was a note of menace in their cries. Pilate, hearing it, became even more afraid. He led Jesus to one side and asked him, almost desperately, "What are you?" But Jesus made no answer. "Do you refuse to speak to me?" said Pilate. "Do you not know that it is my power to release you or have you crucified?" "You have no power against me that is not given to you from above," Jesus answered. "The man who betrayed me to you has committed the greater sin." At this, Pilate tried again to release him, but the Jews cried out, "If you free this man, you are no friend of Caesar's. Anyone who pretends to be a king commits treason against Caesar." "Then shall I crucify your king?" said Pilate. "He is not our king," the high priest shouted back. "We have no king but Caesar. Are you not Caesar's friend?" By now, their threat was obvious, and Pilate really was afraid. If what they were saying came to Caesar's ears, he himself would be in jeopardy. And already it looked as though a riot might develop. And this, in itself, would be enough to endanger his position. And that's where we'll stop for today. Not quite to the end of our 21st story, but close. The trial. We'll finish it up on Monday and move on. But until then, have a Spirit-filled Friday, a holy Saturday, and let's bless the Lord on our Sabbath, glorify Him, and lift His holy name. If you're out there in the area, or can be in the area on Sunday, we're having a big to-do at church, inviting a lot of people back, kind of a homecoming, and potluck afterwards, Mike Johnson preaching, so everyone and their neighbor is welcome. Hope to see you. Until then, on Monday, we will continue. Amen.